Greetings and salutations, dear friends. This is Archangel. Believe it or not, gynocentrism causes psychosis in males, and this can be seen in males' preoccupation with defaming their own genitalia. The other day, I walked in on a conversation males were having about cutting off their own anatomy, and an all-too-familiar disgust crept up inside me, a disgust I have been choking on my entire life, which is the horrid mockery of male genitalia. This is the premier manifestation of male devaluation, because we impugn the very anatomical organs that define a creature as male. The trickle-down effect is that males mock, mistreat, and even mutilate their own genitalia. Gynocentrism and the torture males endure to fit in to such a paradigm instill varying degrees of psychosis in males, and genital abuse is a pretty self-explanatory indicator of instability precipitated by devaluation indoctrination. Seriously, the causation is plain as clouds produce rain. Rain does not come out of the clear blue sky. Hence, gynocentrism produces male devaluation and misandry, which precipitates male genital aversion. Our denigration of male anatomy does not fall out of the clear blue sky. The proof of our male disdain is in our sex contrast. Female anatomy is not mocked nor mutilated in society or pop culture, the way male anatomy is flagrantly defamed. Now, because of human proclivity to elevate self, I expect females to loathe male anatomy because they fancy their own genitalia superior. But what bothers me beyond expression is the fascination males have with the mistreatment, abuse, and even mutilation of the male anatomy. There are so many inequities against males, but the one facet that has always boiled my blood is the outright disrespect, contempt, and hatred the male genitalia is treated with. It is a wonder of human biology, yet we treat it as a mutant meat tag that we clip at birth and continue to demean and mutilate throughout the balance of that manslave's life. Testicles are the producers of life. So precise are they are the only human organ that must exist outside the body to affect exacting temperatures sufficient to maintain sperm. They also have an inordinate number of pain receptors in order to keep them protected, yet they are forever mocked and bludgeoned for humor. I am sickened up to my eyeballs by the disrespect and rough treatment males have for their own anatomy. Meanwhile, males and females bow to the altar of female anatomy. I am so tired of males' tolerance and appetite for the slander and abuse of their own sexual anatomy. Even though the brainwashing is not their fault, still, wake the hell up. Your anatomy is wondrous, not some alien being that makes you rape, pillage, and plunder. No, that would be your ego. In the greater context, male mistreatment is easy to see. Just look at the way males are treated in divorce, the way fathers are discarded in family court, the sentencing differentials between genders for identical crimes, the presumption of innocence for females, and the simultaneous presumption of male guilt in all avenues of society, such as domestic violence or sexual harassment allegations, or even child molestation. It is easy to see our wanton discardation of males. Males, as opposed to females, are discarded everywhere you look. War, hazardous jobs, homicide, suicide, they are the expendable elements in the family, in friendships, relationships, and the workplace. We discard males because we deem them lesser in value than females. If you disagree, simply revisit the aforementioned mortal discrepancies. Observe the gender statistics of war and hazardous job casualties, as well as homicide and suicide. The suicide numbers are especially compelling, considering how we are force-fed propaganda, stating that males have excessive privilege. Meanwhile, males are killing themselves in record numbers to escape this male-pampering privilege paradise. We can also see that males are mercilessly and horridly mocked, individually and as a class. Look anywhere in pop culture or society and we see general ridicule of males, as everything from the moronic part of relationships and the parental head to general nose-picking fart machine BO factories that are redundant, violent, phallic eyesores. As much as we loathe males, you'd think it confusing that we allow them existence at all. Well, actually, despite propaganda, our cultures, our society, life itself is propped on male shoulders. We need them. Thus, we only put up with dudes because we need males to build and maintain society. Yet, in that capacity, gynocentrism vehemently treats males as a carpenter would a drill bit. Use one till it wears out, then cast it aside and replace it with a new bit. Because of the constraints of human reproduction, procreation demands sexual organ prioritization, which is where males have been lessened in worth and deemed expendable. Furthermore, the colonization of humanity demands blood through conflict and sacrifice to build and maintain society. And since males are physically larger, stronger, more assertive, and brave, since guys are cerebral titans who innovate, then build the genius ideas of their imaginings, because males are more capable and they are deemed expendable as lesser value beings, for all these reasons do males find themselves in harmful, perilous situations where they enjoy the majority of injury and premature death in this world. Males pay the piper the blood it demands of human existence, as the uteruses sit and gestate the next generation. But, you see, the worst tragedy is not the abuse males suffer at the hands of society. It is not the circumcision of male infants. It is not the duplicity males receive in an equality chivalry culture. It is not the inequities males endure during legal proceedings. The greatest tragedy is that we can devalue a being to the point where the aforementioned mistreatment is palatable, even agreeable, where we don't even think twice about throwing male rights, welfare, and lives under the wheels of the pink bus, under banners of commonwealth and communal good. And when some gay, jaded hate monger comes along and points out male mistreatment and duplicity, people act shocked, like, duh, they're guys. That's their job, to protect chicks. We discard males as one does cattle. Yet where the true abuse of males happens, where the inhumane disservice, the insidious malice towards males enters the picture, is in our degrading of males. The insidious part of the discardation process is the devaluing of males. Devaluing males is a long, drawn-out process of male villainy enculturation. It is prolonged entrainment of male worthlessness. It is incessant saturation with besmirchment and belittlement of males as beings. You see, the process of devaluing males is where we truly abuse them. And why can we not merely use males without devaluing them? Well, quite simply, we have trouble with our consciences if we use and abuse beings that we care for. So we must indoctrinate people with the females are essential and good and males are lesser and disposable propaganda to lessen the moral objection that may arise when we use and mistreat beings simply because we need mortal coin to pay the toll of social construction, protection, and maintenance. In order to conceal injustice and relieve moral dissonance, we enact a social campaign of mass besmirchment against males. We mock them, belittle them, their likes, their dislikes, their anatomy. We represent them as vulgar mutants, as abusive, raping, murdering plunders on the one hand, and booger-picking, hairy fart dispensaries with rudimentary intelligence on the other hand. And we thus champion anything feminine, as one might wave the flag of a supposed underdog. Devaluing males is where all the manipulation, all the subterfuge, all the malice, and all the cold, heartless, premeditated usury actually happens. Once we see males as lesser creatures of burden, as tools for societal consumption, as accessories to female welfare, once we can regulate males to inferior human life value, then the discarding of male life is easy, because the work, the disservice, the tragedy, the ethical breach is accomplished during male devaluation entrainment. Once we see males as lesser expendable beings, then the actual usury, the mistreatment, the discardation that follows devaluation happens with apathetic fluidity devoid of remorse. I focus on the devaluing of males because this is where the true horror against males starts. After we are properly steeped in male life degradation, then the discardation of males becomes a non-issue. Societies demand blood for growth and survival. We feed dudes to the machine and life goes on. Yes, usury is terrible. However, the tragedy is our nonchalance and cavalier dismissal of males, and our fervent protection and elevation of females. This is why devaluation should be our focal point. Most focus on the end results of devaluation, such as divorce or legislative inequity for males. But devaluing is where the business of trespass and damage to males as beings actually happens. If we did not devalue males, we would find it much harder to throw them into the pink meat grinder. And society is definitely a hungry machine. So to keep the male cattle in line up the slaughterhouse ramp, we devalue males in every way we can. We mock their appearance, their behaviors, their proclivities, their biological functions, their roles and relationships in family, in the parental head, in the workplace. We denigrate their contributory value and inflate tendencies of violence, oppression, and control. We besmirch them in every way we can when contrasting females, whose looks, abilities, strengths, proclivities, and overall contributory value we inflate to further drive home the males as redundant simpleton ogres that receive way too much indulgence from the superior females who allow them life, social propaganda. We saturate everyone with the inferior male propaganda. They are weaker, less intelligent, less able than any comparable female. And all this in addition to the fact that they are valued less because they lack the human procreative crucible, a uterus. So we demean males in every way we can, and we marginalize their strengths, such as strength, by getting them to police their own behaviors. Or we physically soften males so that their strength is no longer a strength. All this in attempts to devalue males as beings, because once we have effectively demeaned males and their inherent worth, then abuse and discardation of these simian mutations becomes easy, even a point of public service to curry favor with females and a female-favoring environment. If you are awakened to male devaluation, you can look around and see the mockery of males and anything male everywhere you turn in almost any culture. But the one thing that flushes out how we devalue males is our treatment of genitalia. I have observed this throughout my life and continue to see this. How can people not see this? We hail female genitalia as artwork that is spoken of in reverent, hushed tones. Meanwhile, nuts and wieners are joked about by even the most pious G-rated family around the dinner table. We hear derogatory male anatomy monikers in everyday conversation. Comedy, which includes movies, media, stand-up, even everyday jokes between co-workers, most comedy is comprised of male mockery, and of that amount, 75% of male mockery is targeted at male biology and functionings. We are a world awash in contempt, utter revulsion at the male anatomy. Seriously, I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. We see male anatomy as some mutant appendage that makes males rape, pillage, and plunder. You can flush out societal misandry by observing our treatment of the male genitalia. Because what is the physiological epitome of male? Their genitalia. So if you despise males or maleness, logically, you would then strike at the literal representation of male, their genitalia. And, well, surprise, surprise, we do just that. Everyone speaks ill of male sexual anatomy and uses it as a point of levity and mockery to gain favor in a social paradigm that favors the feminine. But you see, the genius is that the devaluation process causes males to demean their own anatomy to curry acceptance. Males are the lion's share of those who mock or berate the male anatomy. Nearly all stand-up, all movies, all media, and everyday mockery of male anatomy comes from males. Guys are so brainwashed with males as ugly and inferior, so entrained with males are violent rapists, so fully immersed in representations of male genitalia as offensive and destructive, that the average male actually believes the propaganda devaluing their sex, and most males have some degree of disregard for their most special and miraculous anatomical part. As part of the psychosis gynocentrism induces, males have consternation, conflict over their bodies. Most males enjoy the few seconds of orgasm. However, the rest of the time, they address and treat male genitalia with disrespect. whether they simply mock male anatomy or whether they invoke physical abuse. Either way, males are the biggest purveyors of male devaluation. So, back to the conversation I walked in on the other day. A couple of guys were talking about instances where guys had cut off their own penises. How many times have I heard guys jovially discuss this very topic instead of discussing cars or motorcycles? They are discussing genital mutilation in a cavalier fashion. Really? Are you kidding me? Only in a society that devalues males do you get males so thoroughly fascinated with male genital mutilation. Chicks don't sit around and discuss cutting off boobs or clits with laughter or fascination. This is the proof, the smoking gun, that the male devaluation of a gynocentric empire, the vaginisty, has succeeded. When you have males themselves demeaning the very organ that represents their sex, indeed their very identity. The sad truth is that the conversationalists were not lying. There are disturbing numbers of guys that have mutilated their own anatomy. Now, if we are a culture that exalts females and denigrates males, then this is exactly what one would expect. Deification of female anatomy and mockery and abuse of male anatomy, starting with circumcision and ending with some dude cutting his penis down the middle or stabbing it or cutting it off, all for attention or views online. Males throughout history have been preoccupied with cutting off the genitalia of male enemies, and because guys are obsessed with female approval, they are forever trying to verbally disparage male anatomy, like rabid homophobes, as a way to declare their sexual orientation and thus their subjugated addiction to the feminine. Again, what the hell? Guys are so entrained with male devaluation, so caught up in latent misandry of themselves, that they hack up themselves with jackass or Pain Olympic type stunts. These are the demented actions of males who hate their genitalia because they grew up in a culture that slandered the male anatomy. Do you think in cultures of old, where male genitalia was revered, that we had any male genital dismemberment for attention? Hell no. Males prized the anatomy that belied their togas or skirts. But you fast forward to today, and we have males that cut off their own genitalia for entertainment. So, not only do we have females cutting off male genitalia, we have males themselves doing this. And the location choice of injury states loud and clear our societal meme. We hate males, and we point contempt at the very structure which represents male. You will notice that these males are not maiming important areas, such as their eye, but they sure will hack up that nasty meat piece that females are offended and violated by. Moreover, you do not see females doing such grotesque stunts. Females do not hack up their vulva or cut off a breast to get attention and views online. Females value their anatomy. Indeed, their anatomy is what gives them human value prioritization. They have to protect their meal tickets. So both sexes demean and cut off male genitalia, and both sexes exalt and protect female anatomy. Good Lord, can you people not see how neon sign huge our devaluing of males is on their discardation, and how crucial genital slander is to male devaluation? Males are so indoctrinated with hatred and slander for themselves, so entrained with female exaltation, male vilification, so thoroughly ensconced in males as tyrants, oppressors, and victimizers. And most of the blame for male villainy gets dumped right on the doorstep of the physical marker of masculine, their genitalia. Come on, get with it. Only in a gynocentric atmosphere would there be gazillions of videos where guys take strikes to the groin to prove their toughness or pain threshold. Only in a gynocentric society would males everywhere treat their miraculous anatomy with disdain, even abuse. Only in a gynocentric society do we get both sexes cutting off male anatomy. I do not see females injure their own anatomy for sport or approval. Even mentally challenged females do not genitally self-harm. Yet males will cut their genitalia because devaluation causes psychosis. We steep males in their own devaluation, and then we get males who mentally break and injure themselves to receive the approval of a society that demeans his anatomy and sex to start with. Only in a gynocentric atmosphere would we get males who castrate themselves or make eunuchs of themselves for entertainment and approval. Only in a gynocentric male devaluing society would we expect to get dudes who want to have his penis cut off and consumed by another male before he kills himself, where males staple their scrotum to the ground as a form of protest. This is the kind of behaviors one would expect to see in a place that devalues males. Oh, wait, guess what? This is the environment we actually have. Well, people, get with the program. Males are not privileged or favored. They are abused, mistreated, and manipulated. They are the expendable currency of our world. Guys are trespassed, injured, and demented by devaluation saturation. You know, a man from Jerusalem once said, "If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out." Well, in a gynocentric world, what body part do you think offends us? Well, guess what? That is just what is happening. Guys cutting off the body part which offends society, the very body part we refer to as junk. Then we act surprised when guys mutilate their junk. Huh, golly gee. Discardation is preceded by devaluation. You see, discardation is the logical conclusion of value deficiency. However, the true genius of devaluing males is that they enforce their own value deflation. Females have to do nothing. Males carry out and enforce their own abuse and discardation. Males treat their own genitalia with disgust after growing up in a propagandized machine that trains males to believe they are mutants, oppressors, controlling abusers that violate sweet, angelic females. And these violations are orchestrated by that disgusting mutant appendage they have attached to their groin. Hence, males live in a state of living torment, tolerating their organ of urination, yet hating it in effigy at the same time. Gentlemen, you cannot denounce male mistreatment and then turn around and fuel it with machismo phallic disparagement. Trying to put out the fire with one hand and fuel it with the other does not work very efficiently. This has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Males need to reclaim glory and adoration for their genitalia. Seriously, do you think that females like you more, desire you more, that people respect you more, that you accrue more value in society and life when you mock, slander, and defame the very anatomy that compels you to be called gentlemen in the first place? Great, so you cut off your anatomy to receive attention or approval or to silence the demons in your head put there by male devaluation. Okay, wonderful, but now what are you? You are what you were before, a tool, albeit a broken tool, but you are still a tool for female welfare. You have not improved your value. You have actually stymied your urination position options. Guys, do you observe females defame or slander their own genitalia? And look at how they are exalted and revered. You do the math. My friends, stand with me, live free.